Geraldine O'Neill, you're standing for Douglas East in the House of Keys election in September. You're 53 years old.
Yes, that's correct.
And you have a 16-year-old daughter. So are you able to tell me, first of all, why you've chosen to stand?
Well, I've chosen to stand because I think there are issues that concern everybody in this particular election. Obviously, coming from an educational background, education is at the forefront of what I believe needs to be sustained. In the area of Douglas East, I am well known by present and past pupils and families, and the issues that concern the people in that local community concern me as well, because I live and work in the area. The way that Douglas looks, the regeneration project, the housing that people are able to afford in the area, those are issues that I think are extremely important. And on the doorstep, I found that really people want a politician that will listen to them, and they have been promised certain things in the past as regards political clinics, political surgeries. That is something that I feel very strongly about, engaging the community and speaking to them on a regular basis. Also, bringing together local and central government, meeting, you know, the Douglas Borough Council and meeting other agencies within the community.
Do you think there's not enough of that at the moment? Is it sort of not us and them sort of thing?
Exactly. I think that we need to have more joined up thinking in local and in central government. And I think that consultative process is extremely important for the ordinary person. And the ordinary man on the street.
And that's what they're telling you.
That's what they're telling me on the doorstep. You know, everybody obviously is concerned with the economy. The economy is a major issue, but people want to be listened to, and they want to see that their views are being represented by the politicians that they elect.
Okay, you've been a teacher on the island for the last 14 years, is it?
That's right, yes.
And education then presumably is high up on your list of political priorities.
Yes. Well, obviously, as you said, I have a 16-year-old daughter myself. The future for young people is really important, especially in the worldwide economic situation that we have at the moment. We need to be sure that they're educated so that they can compete in the marketplace, whether that be university education or whether that be the Isle of Man College, apprenticeships or qualifications there. We need to sustain investment in that so that our young people can compete here in the marketplace or abroad. And then if they get good qualifications, you know, at university, that they can come back and share that expertise here and work here on the island with those skills and qualities.
So how is the education system doing for young people at the moment?
I think we are doing very well for young people at the moment because we do offer this variety for them, but I think we need to strengthen also the partnership between private enterprise and education. The college operates very good schemes, and we've begun that in school as well. We have enterprise days to teach about different careers in year 10, etc. I think that's something that we have to expand so that young people have a greater knowledge of what's out there. Often young people think in the present, in the today, you know, they don't think long term. But as I said, in the current economic climate, we really have to think about the future.
Yeah, we should be thinking long term for them if they're not at this time.
Exactly, but we have to teach them the skills to think long term. I mean, we do some of that in school, budget management, things like that. But they have to think about their career path very seriously, what qualifications they need, whether they should continue after GCSEs with A-level or whether they should look at the Isle of Man College. All of that really needs to be strengthened.
Another thing you mention is health provision, mm-hmm. also on, yes. on your agenda.
Yes.
Tell me your views on how we are with that at the moment and what we can be doing better.
I think we have to really look at the fact that we have an ageing population and that this is going to be a major factor that we need to finance in the future. And it's very important to look after our elderly. These are people who've worked, lived and paid their taxes and, you know, should be looked after in our community. I think the major issue for many people on health is the waiting lists that people have, the waiting time to see specialists, etc. That's something that perhaps need to be looked at as an overall health strategy. generally speaking, the Isle of Man is very well placed in comparison to other jurisdictions at the moment in the health situation as well. So I think the major thing for people is to be sure that we again are going to have the budget to look after the health of the nation, because the health of the nation, like the education of the nation, we have to prevent. If we have preventative health care, then it's going to cost us less in the long run. For me, that would be, it would not be right to cut health or education, because they're short-term solutions to problems and will end up costing us more and the taxpayer more.
We know that there are money problems at the moment. How do we address that balance then? You're talking about provision and investment, but of course we know we're facing cutbacks. How does that work?
Well, again, you know, I've spoken about this already. As far as I'm concerned, we have to look at the overall capital expenditure budget that we have. We have to look at our revenue, and we have to, through that, see where we can save money, but ensure that we sustain health and education budgets.
As well as saving money, the island's going to be needing to bring more money in. Any ideas of how we go about that?
Well, again, I think we've had some very successful parts of the economy now with the space industry, e-gaming, all of these, the high tech industries. I think the Isle of Man can increase investment in research and develop these kind of industries. And I think of also, as I've said myself, about tourism, I think that perhaps we need to invest much more in attracting tourism to the island. It's a beautiful location. There are many things that there could be, and again, partnership between government and private enterprise to attract more people here, such as things like the centre parks, this kind of thing here. The Isle of Man is a fantastic location, and I'm sure would be a viable business opportunity for investors. And also cultural tourism is another area which, as a director of the Archibald Knox Society, that I'm obviously very interested in. I think we have niche markets there that we can most definitely develop. We already are developing a relationship or a cooperation with the Rennie McIntosh Society to bring groups here and to develop that specialist tourist area. I think that's another important area for development.
So travel costs sort of impinge on two of the things you've mentioned there. And also they're a particular bugbear for people, you know, the cost of getting to and from the island. Should the government be doing more to help in that region?
That's a difficult one, whether the government interferes in private enterprise. I mean, I believe there is a fair structure that the government is involved in with the ferries. Definitely, though, getting to and from a location does determine whether people will visit any destination. Perhaps we need to look at that as an overall strategy and see what sort of things you could possibly be involved in or could offer from a government point of view to enhance that trade.
Okay, and finally, just turning to the Parliament itself. Tim Wald, how do you feel that it is running at the moment?
Well, I mean, the last three years of the government have been difficult times, but they've been difficult times worldwide. I think we have to take into account the fact that what's happening all over the world obviously impinges on the Isle of Man, but we are actually in quite a strong financial position in comparison to other jurisdictions.
Testament to the previous administration? They've been doing something right in your eyes then?
Well, they must have, and there have been some very important capital projects that have been completed, and they have to be given credit for that. I don't think anybody could have planned for what has happened in the last 3 years. If major economies like the United States, Britain, other major economies are suffering in this present economic situation, I mean, the Isle of Man, in fact, I think we have to look positively, not what happened in the past, but what we can do in the future. And I think the team of Council of Ministers, the MHKs, etc., whoever is elected in the next government will have to have skills to deal with the situation that we're going to have to face in the next 5 years.
Should the Chief Minister be voted in by the public?
Again, I'd like to see how that would actually work. If it should just be a complete election of the Chief Minister by the public, we have to be very careful, you know, how that comes about. I think that's an area where we need further analysis of how that could work. I'm not against it, but I would like to see the checks and balances that need to be put in place, really, so that the Chief Minister and the Council of Ministers would work together.
And similarly, MLCs, should they be publicly elected?
I think most definitely there, yes, they should be publicly elected, yes. If it's a Chamber of Government, they should be publicly elected.
Geraldine O'Neill, thank you very much.
Thank you.